did not practice today. B. Marsh, Kreider, Todd, and Matt Paradis. Full participants, Corey, DeMarcus, Trevor, Benny, A.J., Akib, and Russell. Russell's back to work today. So, go ahead.
What allowed Zaire, and you've seen the growth of Zaire, but what allowed him to step in and be so productive in last Sunday?
Yeah, it just tells you he's paying attention, Troy. You know, I mean, you got young guys like that, and they're backup players and special teams players, and you watch them, they're taking care of the business, but you don't really know until they get thrown in the fire, and he got thrown in there last week, and we played our best half, played our tail off. So just tells you he's been paying attention, waiting for an opportunity, and he's practicing really good this week.
Historically, the Broncos have done pretty well against Belichick and Brady. You got them twice last year. You think they're aware of that or motivated by that?
Don't rile them up, Mike. Don't do that. They're pretty good, Mike. I mean, they got a great football team, and through the years, there's been some great matchups. I know when I was here with Mike, we played them in a lot of big games. But I mean, that's what this league's all about. When you play them, you're playing a elite group, and they're playing that way this year. They've been exceptional, and we need to come back and play better. So. But we got all the respect in the world for them. It's the ultimate challenge in football. It really is.
Why do they historically seem to have their number?
I don't know what history says, to be honest with you. I know we played them a couple times. I can think of a lot of times in Houston where I didn't have their number. So not many people have their number. Like I said, they're a really good football team. It's usually a really physical game when we get together as teams playing each other. And normally there's a lot on the line, and obviously there's a lot on the line for them trying to get a one seed, and here we are battling our tail offs to trying to get in. So it's always a big game when we get together.
Players talk about the grind of this time of year, and you've talked about the grind for this team. How much of a grind is it for coaches at this time?
Actually, it's a fun time of year. I mean, once you get to this point, all the games are so important. You try to get your day situated maybe a little bit different at the end of the year, depending on what's going on with your team. So there's some change from that standpoint. But, this is what you work for all season, and what is this, 14 for us? Is that right, guys? Number 14. So this is about our 18th football game we played this year. I mean, it's time to cut it loose and play. I mean, there's not nothing left there at the end if you don't step up and find a way to be successful. So, I mean, this is what you work for.
Now that he's settled in,
yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to start off with that. You guys, Rico's got a family issue he's dealing with. My expectations are that he will be back tomorrow. He was not here yesterday or today. Napper's been taken, and Napper will talk to you guys when I get through. But Rick's fine. He's dealing with an issue, and hopefully I get him back tonight.
So his second week with the team, how up to speed is Justin Forsett on things?
Well, I think, watching practice to me is. I mean, Trevor helps him when he's not. So he's played enough football, that Trevor can help him in situations. It's like some things that were going on last week. Trevor helped him. He was fine. Didn't have any mistakes. So I think he's more comfortable this week than he was last week.
Do you feel like your team is taking on an underdog mentality, or are they coming into this stretch with the confidence?
We're in a battling mentality, we're sitting here 8-5, and, that'd be really good in some divisions. It's not very good in our division this year. We understand that, and we also understand the challenges we have here at the end. For us to find a way to get in, as a football team. So, like I said, just really focused on what we're doing. I like our work. Our energy's good the last 2 days. They're a very difficult team to prepare for. So just trying to stay focused on that.
Well, your teams are on the right to be confident that they can take down the top three teams in the AFC.
We play one at a time. We're confident in our football team and what we do. I mean, we got a good team. We need to play better than we've been playing. We know that. But we stay focused on them one at a time, and obviously we know our focus better be great this week.
What of your old teammates? Mecklenburg is a Hall of Fame semifinalist here in a few weeks. What did he mean to the team back when you played?
Meck, here's what I remember about Meck. 12th round pick, went on our first road trip. Meck didn't have a suit. Dan got real mad at him because he showed up with flip-flops and blue jeans. And now he's up for the Hall of Fame, so that's pretty cool. Meck's a great player, very smart player, very physical player. Joe played him everywhere, great person, too. Does great work here in the community all over the state of Colorado. Listened to him speak a couple of times, and does a wonderful job. So very proud of him. Hope it happens.
Did the guy play every front seven position in the same game?
He did that in one game, really. I didn't know that. That's pretty, but I know he played everywhere. You know, I can remember me being at San Francisco in 1994 and him being the Mike linebacker, you know, against us when we played him. So, no, Mech was a great person, you know, guy that came in and just goes to show, no matter where you're drafted, no matter what type of career you had, and boy, he had a great one. You know, there's just, I would say there's so many more things you have to prepare for. I mean, he's been there so long. They've been together. When I say they got a core people have been together so long that there's so many things that you have to take time at practice to cover this and that. And sometimes you're playing other teams that may not be that way, you know, but this team presents so many challenges for you that you can get really caught, you know, in situations. So that's number one. And then number two, Bill's just a great teacher. Some days you may show up on Sunday and you might practice all week against one thing and here comes another. So it's always about adjusting and giving yourself your teammate chance to win.
Gary, with two starting linebackers, iffy, how difficult is it to show up the running game?
Well, yeah, I mean, because we're going to get tested. You know, I think I said yesterday they're running the ball well and also running the ball well out of two tights. So, but our practice has been good. Hopefully Todd will be back tomorrow. We'll put him back to work. We'll see. But, you know, Zaire and Corey working good. Q's been working good. He's been with us now for a few weeks. So, you know, just had some guys, young guys, have to step up.
Jared Wolf had two of his best games against the Patriots last year. What have you kind of seen out of them this year, and how important is
it? I think Derek's had a Pro Bowl year, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, I know that's all coming up, but I think Derek's had a really good year. Let's remember his partner left, you know. On the other side, he used to get a lot of attention, but yet Derek's still been very productive in his play, and he's played hurt. He's played hurt for his team, and to me, you know, just really good player. I think he's had a fine year.
Okay,
you have a good day.